This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio about to begin from the perspective of the folks that are on with the DJV program. That is me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here and Victoria Keevan. We add our weekly overview to thoughts that others have had on the information coming from Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of July 20th to the 24th, stories, people, there are 10 on each list, and we'll try with the time that we have to go through as much of it. I guess that at number 10, I'm taking a deep breath here because I don't know how much time to spend on Kanye West, but that's number 10, his disorder and what people are saying about it. What he has brought about on his own in terms of attention being paid to him, getting a divorce apparently from his wife.
Well, we don't know that yet. He said he's been trying to get divorce.
Yeah, but the rumor he has been or she has been.
He said in one of his tweets that he's been trying to divorce her for 2 years, but I don't think that that's true since just, you know, a couple weeks ago they were together and he was posting pictures of the family, so I don't know.
What does it mean he's been trying to? If you want to get divorced, you go to a lawyer and you get a divorce. So what does that mean?
Exactly.
Although there was some report, I think it was Us Weekly or one of the gossipy magazines that said that they've been having some marital problems for a while and that she's been staying in it because of the kids. They have four kids together. So,
but isn't it, the reality is, isn't it a shame that this sort of thing gets so out of control that it ruins the relationship that arguably ought to be the most important in your life?
Well, if he refuses treatment, then what else can they do?
Well, he brings it on himself. That's the point I'm making. You have choices to make when it comes to things like this. And if you choose not to do anything about it for whatever the reason, then you suffer the consequences as much as anything else. Is it the most important thing of the week? No, but it is at number 10 on the story list at Talkers Magazine. By the way, you can see these lists published every week at talkers.com. Number 9... the social media conspiracy theories that are floating around. I don't know that this is new. I would have thought that conspiracy theories would be in the top 10 almost every week, right?
Always. What are the latest ones?
I don't know.
Well, I mean,
heard
look
any
at
any of
the Chinese and what they're doing to their own people. I mean, there's a lot of that stuff.
I don't think those are conspiracy theories. Those are just facts.
Well,
I don't know.
The Chinese would have you believe that they are. Going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Major League Baseball, Dr. Fauci throwing out the first pitch, et cetera, et cetera. Sports in general, sports talk radio sort of getting a bit of a revival because there's finally something that I don't use that word lightly, Victoria, as you know. But finally, there are some Major League Baseball games, a lot of activity actually this week. Football rehearsals, is that right? No, practice.
Oh boy.
Exhibition.
Rehearsal is for wrestling. Practice is for football.
No, it's not. Rehearsal's for a play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and wrestling's not a play? Please.
No, it's a real sport. Leave it alone.
Oh, right, of course. This thing. How did I miss that? And so there's that. I don't know. Is there anything to add to that, ladies? You feel like throwing something?
Well, I think the big story was about what Major League Baseball was going to do to handle the Black Lives Matter pressure and whether or not they were going to do something. And they did. The teams all did a tribute to Black Lives Matter before. And then, but he was really watching to see who would take a knee during the national anthem. And both the Yankees, I think the Yankees and the Nationals all stood for the national anthem. The Giants, who have been at the center of this, many of them, I think about five of them, including their manager, knelt down before the opening day festivities. And then I was just disappointed to see Mookie Betts, who's a brand new Dodger from Boston. They stole him away from the Red Sox. You're Red Sox. He took a knee during the national anthem.
So what does that get you? People get that folks are upset about what's going on. But at this point, does the knee make a difference? Does taking, the so-called taking a knee make a difference?
Here's what bothers me, and he has the right to do it. It's not that I, you know, believe me, I believe people have the right to protest, but I also have the right to respond, right? If I think that it's bad. And so, and I do. I think a lot of people have died for this country of all colors, and I think kneeling down is just, it's not respectful, especially when you just had a 10-minute tribute to the Black Lives Matter movement before that, when everybody did take a knee and stood in solidarity with the movement. So, I don't know. I think what bothers me is that someone, let's just take the Mookie Betts example because I'm a Dodger fan and he was the only Dodger to kneel. He just signed a $365 million deal for 12 years. And so he is someone who has benefited from the way this country is set up. And so I think a far better and more meaningful protest would be one where he would donate some of his salary, or he would do something that would actually directly impact his communities instead of taking a knee in front of
it. Yeah, that's kind of what I was
saying. Do we know that he hasn't done that? So many people actually don't do it for publicity. They do anonymously donate to things. We don't know.
You know what? I hope that he does.
I have no horse in this race. Mm-hmm. But
if you really want to make that, if you really want to be meaning, if you really want meaningful change in a community and you're in a position of the power that he is in, he just signed a deal. That was one of the big sports stories this week. 12 years and $365 million. Well, then there you go. You have a vehicle for it now. And I don't know. It's just that to me, there should be places where we don't have to feel divided. Other than our teams,
let me
and
get
right
this
now,
straight. $30 million a year in this case
over.
To play 60 games.
Well,
that's
next year
$500,000 a game.
Not bad work, huh?
It's nice work if you can get it. At number 7 on the countdown list, our relationship with China, which is crumbling. The cybersecurity issues of the week: the Chinese hackers who have been charged with theft of trade secrets. Also looking for other things, Victoria, it looks like. There's an 11-count indictment against... Why only two? There must be hundreds of these people, if not thousands of them.
Yeah, but
maybe they aren't
that,
in our country, but...
Well, they're everywhere. But the two that they were able to fit... Look, it's no small feat to identify two of these hackers. So this is they've been following them for 10 years. And so this is nothing that's... It's not easy to do. So the fact that they were able to find them, they know where they are, and to release their names and their ages, I think that's pretty huge.
But
it's a drop in the bucket, but still, it's a start.
So where do we go with all of this? Where should we be going as American citizens? What we think about... You know, people actually are teasing me. Some people make fun of me. I talked on the air about my buying a new refrigerator, making sure it wasn't from China, things like that. People say, oh, why do you bother? After all of this, you're going to ask me, why would I bother? How? What kind? That's so. To me, it's un-American to look at what the Chinese government has done, not only to our country, but we've allowed. Listen, we brought it on ourselves by falling into the trap of wanting to get cheap, cheap, cheap. Everything's got to be cheap, so let's go make it in China, and then you know we'll make more money. Yada yada. Okay, so that's great, but at the end of the day, we're getting it in the shorts. And so it was pretty much the rest of the world. So at what point do you sign out of this? Do you leave this deal? And as I've said 100 times, if I said it once in the past 3 or 4 months, the crickets are very busy in Washington when it comes to looking at members of Congress or the Senate at providing respite for American companies that need to be incentivized to come back here. Nothing. No, there's nothing being done that I can see, correct me if I'm wrong, to get at the Chinese government, to put them into place, maybe Trump throwing the Chinese out of the Houston consulate and maybe out of the San Francisco consulate, and now the Chinese are going to do we're going to throw you out of one of our consulates. So this is maybe the beginning of the Cold War with China, who knows. But to let these people get away with what they've been getting away with, or to contribute, or actually make it happen, which is what we've done, nobody seems to be waking up to this.
Funny. I don't know if it's possible to have a Cold War with China. We can't just close our eyes and pretend they don't exist anymore. We've become so dependent on them.
Are we going to stay dependent on them? Are we going to stay?
A Cold War would involve us just kind of ignoring them. We'll stay in our lane. You stay in your lane. But you know what? That's not... possible with this government.
It's
not possible at all. And by the way, President Xi doesn't want it to be possible. He's made it very clear that he wants China to be the ultimate supreme and superpower on the planet. Yeah. And so,
but we're at the point now where, like, if like Jen's right, if we can't just say, okay, we're just going to ignore China, because if you do a like a mental visual exercise and you go to any of your favorite stores, go to Target, Walmart, wherever you want to go, Bed Bath and Beyond. Take away every single product off those shelves that's made in China, you're going to have empty stores.
Well,
so we have got to... This is a 40, 50-year supply chain that's been happening. This cannot be reversed overnight. This is something we've got...
But we
can
at least make an effort at it,
Victoria. We have to make an effort. And in some sectors, we are. In the tech sector, I think that they really are making that, you know, the first chipset...
Well, because the damn Chinese are listening to everything that we do. Their potential to buy those Chinese...
If you buy a Vizio TV, well, if you buy a Vizio, forget the phones, buy a Vizio TV. It's the number one most popular brand in America. It's the Costco brand. And they have actually proven that the Chinese government can, that those TVs are spying on you. They can listen to you in your own home. So if you have a Vizio, you know, you might want to leave it unplugged unless you're watching it.
Yeah, you might want to throw it out. All right, so we are considering the top stories of the week in our overview, the Talk Radio Review, at 17 past the hour with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Shingles is a viral infection that causes a painful, blistery rash. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, almost one of every three people in the U.S. will develop shingles in their lifetime.
When people get chickenpox, the infection doesn't actually go away. The virus sort of stays in the nerves for the rest of your life.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Pratish Tosh explains that as you get older, your immune system, which has kept that virus at bay, weakens and the virus reactivates. The result is a very painful rash. About one in five people who contract shingles can have long-term pain issues.
And so the recommendation really right now is for everyone over age 50 to get the new vaccine, which is much better than the old one and really efficacious.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits and news talk radio, the companion hour to the actual Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan and Victoria Keelan. The three of us are members of the DJV Show, a gang of broadcasters that is heard around the country every weekday. The charts for the week, published at Talkers.com. The folks at Talkers Magazine do the research, listen to a lot of talk radio programs, talk with a lot of hosts and management folks to come up with a list. At number six, the presidential race and what's gone on here this past week. The announcement that the convention for the Republicans basically won't be as big time as many thought. The Democrats are doing pretty much the same thing, right? I noticed some swipes this week by both sides. Biden taking a swipe at Trump, Trump taking a swipe. What I thought most interesting is what Mitt Romney said this week about the race. A lot of the Lynn Cheney, who are the other big Republicans that are off the Trump bandwagon, Jennifer? I'm trying to remember
Lynn
who
Cheney's
was.
Not off. The controversy with Lynn Cheney is that she's not off the Trump bandwagon. She's like the number three of Republicans in the House, right behind Steve Scalise and Kevin McCarthy. It's that some of the Republicans like Matt Gaetz and others feel that she is not actually fully set behind the Trump agenda, and so they've been calling her out. She hasn't outwardly said that she's, you know, getting off the bandwagon, she's not going to vote for him. They just don't think she's being active enough.
But Mitt Romney has said he's not going to vote for him.
Oh yeah, Romney's Mitt Romney is off the bandwagon 100%.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Although I don't know that he's actually endorsed Joe Biden and said he's going to vote for him. He just always is a critic of Trump.
Right. But remember when Trump was elected and he had that long meeting with Mitt Romney? Mitt Romney was very critical of him during the election 2016. And then they got together at Trump's golf course for a meeting.
And Trump was going to make him Secretary of State. Remember?
Yeah.
They were taught. And then all of a sudden, Mitt Romney was talking about how great Trump was. And then when Trump went with someone else, when he went with Rex Tillerson, then it all started up again.
All right. So then perhaps the important part of this is the continuing focus on who will be Joe Biden's running mate. Interesting that Elizabeth Warren apparently has had a lot of influence with Joe Biden on the platform.
Well, you signed this treaty thing that they're calling it with Bernie Sanders. Yeah. He's got AOC who's working on his energy plans, and Elizabeth Warren has been a policy advisor. And so I think had he not kind of painted himself into a corner where he's going to need to pick a woman of color, I think Elizabeth Warren would have been his pick. But now she would bring a lot of energy probably to his ticket, because there's a lot of people who
were
going to vote for her that would have not voted for Joe Biden. So
yeah, it's true.
Now,
a lot of women.
I think that you know, he's done it. I think where we are right now, where the party is right now, he isn't committed to a woman of color. He's committed to a woman. But I would say if the times were not what they were, Elizabeth Warren would be a shoo-in. Now it probably looks more like someone like Kamala Harris. But I think if you look at the pool of people that Joe Biden could have picked that did bring something, it would have been Amy Klobuchar or it would have been Elizabeth Warren. Amy Klobuchar has already taken herself out because she wants a woman of color, and really she just wanted to give it to Elizabeth Warren. Because by withdrawing herself and saying Biden should pick someone of color, then she
Amy Klobuchar was a non-starter once her record came out. That was with prosecution. She was a non-starter.
I think they are too. Val Demings would be a great choice.
I think it's an opportunity. She was the police, Doug, if you don't know, she was the police chief in Orlando.
Yeah, no, I knew
and
that.
So
yeah.
And the people who are out there on the street saying to defund the police and the police are evil and Hitler,
they're
not going to like her.
Well, I get that. But what I'm saying is, as a member of the party, I think that the people who would dismiss her are being very short-sighted. It's an opportunity to have someone who has had on-the-job, real-life experience, and someone who can actually say, this is maybe the right path to reforming the police and making the police better. She's a black woman from Florida. I think that, I don't know, I think she would be a very solid pick, and I think that's a missed opportunity, and I think it's being very short-sighted.
Up next, number five. A focus on Black Lives Matter.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A coalition of 20 states and 15 cities and counties filed suit to block President Donald Trump's memo directing undocumented immigrants be excluded from the 2020 census count for purposes of deciding how many members of Congress are apportioned to each state, calling it unlawful. The Trump memo signed earlier this week said it will be the policy of the United States to exclude from the base aliens who are not in a lawful immigration status under the Immigration Nationality Act. People who have been confirmed with mild to moderate COVID-19 can leave their isolation without receiving a negative test, according to recently revised guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Increasing evidence shows that most people are no longer infectious 10 days after they began having symptoms. As a result, the CDC is discouraging people from getting tested a second time after they recover. This is USA Radio News. D.C. is going to implement travel restrictions, USA Radio's Kenneth Burns explains.
Visitors to our nation's capital from coronavirus hotspots will be required to self-quarantine for 14 days. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser announced that anyone traveling from high-risk areas for non-essential purposes isolate themselves starting this coming Monday. A list of those areas was not immediately released. Neighboring Maryland and Virginia will not be on that list. The order will be in effect through October. I'm Kenneth Burns.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases for more than three decades, has grappled with several public health crises, including the AIDS epidemic and now COVID-19. In an interview with CNN, Fauci said the magnitude of criticism he is now receiving is different than ever before, and that he and his family continuously are seriously threatened. Fauci said the criticism has been pushed aside as stupid people saying stupid things. Fauci said the amount of hate mail against him, his wife, and his daughters is not good. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 34 after the hour. Our review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio continues. I'm Doug Steffen with colleague Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan from the DJV program, here to go through the charts. We've done half, and that would be appropriate because we're halfway through the hour. So number five is a focus on the protests and the agents that debate about what went on in Portland as it connects to Black Lives Matter. So is there anything that has changed during the course of the week since all this began, ladies?
Well, I think everything's been developing. Certainly in Portland, the mayor got tear gassed by agents for being out on the street with really people who were out there rioting. The rioters turned on him. They were trying to beat him up. He had a pretty bad week, I think, and they've actually classified now what's going on in Portland as official riots in Chicago.
Let me ask you this question about whether or not the people, the federal police or whatever they are in Oregon's largest city, have avoided scrutiny. Is this supposed to be going on? That's the debate, it seems to me, whether this sort of thing should be happening in any American city.
I don't know what you mean, I guess.
How is it, under what rule or law or allowable circumstance, do we send, we're supposedly not supposed to have military presence in our cities, can't use the military. So what then? Is this just a change in uniform? As far as I'm concerned, this is the military in our country going into an area, whether you think they're out of control or they aren't out of control. This is a local.
These are federal,
if you believe in home rule,
agents.
What are they doing there?
What are
Why
they
are
doing
they there?
There?
Yeah.
They're protected. Well, a couple of things. First,
can somebody
of all,
call and
to,
say, please
they
send?
They have the right to be there because of the Insurrection Act, number one. Number two, the federal government has the right to defend federal property. And what these guys are doing, standing inside in front of a federal courthouse, protecting a federal piece of property. And that's because these people who are there and rioting are trying to knock down that building and take it over. So do I think the federal government has a right to be there? Yes. Do I think that the reason the people that are out there on the streets right now are there because of a failure of leadership in their cities? Yes. I think those things are all true. And yes, I do believe that the federal government has a right to protect.
I think you're onto something. Yeah, I think we have a failure of leadership across the board, whether it's locally. I can cite my community as an example of horrible, horrible leadership across many of the states. Same thing. The people who get elected to office have no business being there. They're not managers. They're politicians. And you go on the federal level, pretty much the same thing. These people that are politicians try to get involved in management. They don't understand how the system works. And in this, there's so much gray area here. I understand what you're saying about protecting federal buildings and federal property. I get it and would agree with that. Those properties need to be protected. But it seems to me, as in too frequently the case, that they go too far. They push too hard, and then they create a situation that's worse than what there was to begin with. There's a modicum of moderation that's required, it seems to me, here, and it's not being exercised well. Is the mayor of Portland a doofus? Absolutely. I don't know much about the governor of Oregon, but I'm not impressed with the governor of Portland. I mean, with the mayor of Portland at all. And that's the thing. Look at California. There's idiots that run California. The mayor is worse than a dunderhead. And, I mean, you go across the country and you see how whatever is going on with us, the weakening of leadership, the weakening of the power structure, the organization, if you will, because these people, again, I call in my own community in Framingham, Massachusetts, this woman doesn't know anything about running an administrative office, which is what the mayor is supposed to do. Nothing. And that has been replicated across the country, here, there, and everywhere. So, it's no surprise that we have these frustrations because we don't have the police. That's one of the reasons that there's a move to, even though it's kind of ignorant, to want to, quote-unquote, defund the police. Reorganizing is the word, and prioritizing the various jobs that they have or what they shouldn't be doing, those sorts of things. But as usual, the news media gets a hold of stuff, and people who are ignoramus says, I got to defund the police. What are you, nuts? You defund the police, where then is the protection for people who need it? When you need to call the police because somebody's breaking into your home, we're going to defund the police. So the guy's going to come in and break into your home and steal everything there and shoot you. And there's no police around. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. The ignorance that has come from the lack of proper education, teaching people how to think, not what to think. I mean, it all plays in. I'm on a toot now and I'm going to get off. But I'm just sick of it, frankly. I'm just sick of us spending so much money and time and falling prey to these people. But it's our own fault. You know, we allow ourselves to be schnookered by some campaign slogan or something like that. It's just, it's not healthy, I don't think. Comments, ladies?
Well, I think, I don't know. I think you know where I stand on all of this. So maybe Victoria, or, you know.
The audience may not know where you stand. Remember, we have a different audience.
I think that I solidly stand in the position that the federal government should defend federal buildings. And I believe in federalism. But these local governments are so inept and they allow people to get out of control. They allow movements that should be peaceful and organic to go absolutely haywire. Officers are now, there are three police officers, or three federal agents now, who have been blinded by protesters this week. That are going to be permanently without sight. It's just unbelievable. This is
okay,
not
but
peaceful.
How many people?
It is violent.
Right, but but there are a lot of peaceful protesters, and it's been caught on film, who have been shoved into the back of an unmarked car, and they weren't doing anything wrong. And how about that guy, Doug? You were talking about him earlier on this week on the DJV show. The guy who was, I think he was a World War II veteran. He was there observing it and ended up getting punched and kicked or whatever.
Yeah.
So this is happening on both sides.
A lot of journalists
have
been
realistic.
The question that I have is, if you are a person who is who's watching all of this, if you're in this area where people are throwing frozen water bottles at the heads of police, go home, because the truth is you're going to get hurt. It's unfortunate that we have to say this, but I wouldn't be out there. I don't think any of us would be out there watching this, because it's a bad scene. So go home, because people are getting hurt. You're right, Victoria. People are getting caught up in this.
Well, it's a pretty black, much of a black eye here. It's not a kind of a bleak day in America when this stuff is going on, but we need change. And people, we've gone way beyond the point of having acceptable government and the machine politics that has been around off and on. Go back to the Teapot Dome scandal. You can go back further than that to some of the really weak, horrible leadership we've had as we lean too much on politics and not enough on experience and acumen to lead. Number four this week, the economy. A stimulus package. Is everybody going to get another $1,200 check? I think that's what Nancy Pelosi wants, isn't it?
Yep. That's what you're going to get, and that's all you're going to get, because they're not going to take away the payroll tax anymore, because no one would agree to it, including Republicans. Democrats, they weren't going to agree to it. I think it's so silly. People are being so short-sighted. They're going to get their $1,200 check, and then they're going to be paying their taxes for the rest of the year. Dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Steve Mnuchin said that it would take a lot longer to enact a tax change, so that in the immediate, I understand why Mitch McConnell, and I never agree with Mitch McConnell, but I understand why I think in the future that's something that a payroll tax should be definitely looked at. But I think he meant right now, in order to get money in people's hands by next week or by 2 weeks in August, it's not going to happen through a payroll tax.
What does $1,200 do for
just
me?
Just another spineless.
Not
But yeah. Republicans are so disgusting right now. I mean, seriously, you never hear me say this. I am a Republican, but they are afraid of poll numbers, so their
everybody's
spines
fear.
Are melting.
Yeah, right.
It's the stupidest thing. Instead of fighting for what's right and what makes sense, they're just becoming sludge and falling into the swamp again.
Well, there you go. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A review of the list of the top stories from Talkers Magazine starts at number 10 with a focus on Kanye West and his disorder. At number 9, conspiracy theories abounding on social media. Number 8, the start of the baseball season. Look at where we are, folks. The week of July 20th to the 24th, just getting started with baseball. At number 7, our relationship with China. Number 6, the presidential race. Number 5, the protests and the focus on Black Lives Matter. Number 4, our economy and whether we're going to get more in a new stimulus package. Number 3, 2, and 1 all have to do with the COVID, whether it's schools, whether it's health care, the new vaccines, the drugs, all of that stuff, all part of the top 3 items this week. The story list from Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Shingles is a viral infection that causes a painful, blistery rash. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, almost one of every three people in the U.S. will develop shingles in their lifetime.
When people get chickenpox, the infection doesn't actually go away. The virus sort of stays in the nerves for the rest of your life.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Pratish Tosh explains that as you get older, your immune system, which has kept that virus at bay, weakens and the virus reactivates. The result is a very painful rash. About one in five people who contract shingles can have long-term pain issues.
And so the recommendation really right now is for everyone over age 50 to get the new vaccine, which is much better than the old one and really efficacious.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The People List, the charts for the week of the 20th of July from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here looking at this list. Number 10 is Kanye West, and of course the connection between him and his wife, Kim Kardashian. Number 9, Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame. Number 8, Mark Zuckerberg. People paying attention to him because of social media backlash and radio, the radio industry getting back into the revenue stream. That has been lost at Facebook. Putin and Jinping Jing there in China tied for number 7. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez number 6. Joe Biden is 5. Ted Wheeler and Lori Lightfoot number 4. Mitch McConnell is 3. Tony Fauci is 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on the People List. So there it is, an overview of lots of things. The hot hits in News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, list at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. So all of the top three have to do with developments around the COVID deal, Wuhan deal, whatever you want to call it, the Rona, the statistics, what's where the hot spots are, et cetera, et cetera. Opening of school, which for me is the hot button. That and the vaccine and all the attention being given to the drug companies for something that is going to be more psychological than physical. But the school thing is we have let ourselves go down a road that I hope is going to be an end to it. But, you know, everybody is so afraid. So what do you do? The schools at least are going to open, it looks like, on a limited basis.
Depends where you are. It depends on where, because every state is different. I have a friend who's a teacher in Cincinnati, Ohio, and another friend who's a teacher in Manhattan, and they're on very different schedules for the fall.
Our schools aren't opening. The governor even said private schools couldn't open. So unless you're off the watch list, if we're talking about low income and disadvantaged groups, then this is not helping them at all.
Out to lunch. Yep. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to let school buses run because they're afraid of putting kids in school buses because of the COVID, especially younger kids who dance and jump around the seats. And, you know, they're not going to pay attention if they're in the fifth grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade to wearing masks. They'll do that because their mother tells them to till they get on the bus. Then they'll take them off and run around in the bus. So in my community, they said, we're not running buses. You want your kids to go to school? Get them there yourself or have them walk.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So, and, you know, where it stops, nobody knows. Dr. Birx has told 11 cities to take aggressive action against the virus. A lot of cities like Miami for sure. Wow, what a mess that is down there. 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you love technology, then you'll love our tech report, 53 past the hour. And our purpose in this point is to go through the top 5 technology stories of the week, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here to bring us up to date, starting with number 5. I'll drink to this one.
Yes, that's true. The pandemic has pretty much all but eliminated self-serve soda machines, and so in order to reduce contact with frequently touched surfaces, Coca-Cola has unveiled a new technology for its freestyle beverage machines, which will be really cool. These are going to pop up pretty much everywhere that you have any type of self-serve, and all you do, instead of tapping on the touchscreen to choose what drink you want, you hold up your smartphone to the display, and it'll auto-scan a QR code, and then on your phone, you just, you know, punch in what you want. And it's a full menu of brands and flavors. It'll then appear on your phone. You make your selection, and then your drink gets poured. Customers don't even need to download the app. The Coca-Cola said, we intentionally designed it so that anyone with a smart device can pour a drink. If you're holding a sandwich and you're doing, you know, a bunch of things, the last thing you need to do is stand there and try to download an app while you're waiting for a soda. That's very smart on Coca-Cola's part. To not have to download an app is going to create a much larger customer base. So they said by the end of August, 10,000 15,000 machines will be across the U.S. Wendy's, Five Guys, Firehouse Subs, they're the first three locations, first three chains that have adopted these machines. And they said by the end of the year, 52,000 Coca-Cola Freestyle machines will be in place in the U.S.
There you go. Big screen TV sales. Back to the stats on that, Victoria.
So apparently Americans really love big screen TVs, and even though this has been economically a challenging time for a lot of Americans, the sales of TVs that are 65 inches and larger were up 53% over the first half of 2020. Especially big sellers were TVs that were even larger than 65 inches, which were up 77% in April to June compared to a year ago. Prices on 65-inch displays have dropped. They're about 20% cheaper than they were before, and so in April to June, in that period, the average price for a 65-inch TV was $644. That's about $200 off the normal price. And as you had mentioned, Doug, we talked about this earlier in this week. There are $60,000 8K displays for sale at a Santa Monica store, the Video and Audio Center stores in LA, and it's 98 inches. That's how big this Samsung TV is. It costs $60,000 and the last weekend in June, they sold three right away. So they now are, they say screens larger than 75 inches are now the fastest growing segment on the market.
Number three, as we count down to number one, is a support story from Spotify.
Spotify now supports video podcasts, starting with a handful of shows that can be viewed for free. Most of them will be premium users, though. So they're rolling this out. This is a direct competition for YouTube. The Joe Rogan Experience, which is one of the most popular, if not the most popular podcast in the world, he has now signed a deal with Spotify. So you can listen to his podcast or you can actually watch him do the podcast. And he's taking all of his videos away from YouTube. So that's great news for Spotify and not such great news for YouTube.
Number two this week.
This is on the more serious end of the tech spectrum. Congress has asked Apple and Google to warn users about apps that pose a national security risk. And this is in light of the government showing interest in banning TikTok, that app that a lot of kids are using. So the National Security Representative Stephen Lynch wrote separate open letters to Apple and Google and called on them to do more to protect user data from being exploited by foreign adversaries. Essentially what they want to see happen is when you go onto the App Store or the Play Store and you want to download an app, it should have a warning label. Like if you're trying to, you know, stream music and an album has explicit language, it has the E next to it. Similar to that, they want a warning system to let you know this app might, you know, your data might be sold. This could be owned by China or Russia. We don't know where it's coming from. We don't know where your data is going to go. And so that's essentially what they want. This is hard to police, but I think it's a good step in the right direction to at least, you know, bring attention to these types of things.
All right, number one this week, let's go to the Chinese desk.
Yep, two Chinese hackers have been accused of stealing trade secrets from hundreds of global targets and more recently probing vulnerabilities in U.S. companies involved in the development of testing, treatments, and vaccines to combat COVID-19. The Justice Department said that these two suspects were each charged with 11 counts, and they are living in China. They are being harbored by the Chinese government, and there's really nothing we can do. They're out of reach, but they've officially been put on notice that they each are facing 11 counts, and this is going on now for more than 10 years. These two guys have been hacking into major organizations.
Information that helps everyone in the community. That's what Tech Talk is all about. Thanks to Victoria Keelan, who's at the helm of this. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.